You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We do have a trending report for you. We can now say that the Barbie movie is officially Warner Brothers' biggest movie ever. It has surpassed $1.2 billion worldwide, but it has gone over the $537 million mark domestically, which moves it ahead of The Dark Knight to be Warner Brothers' biggest movie ever.
How about that? That's great.
And it's just going to keep going.
It sure is.
Just going to keep going.
Wow.
Interesting story out, too. There's a big indie film that's been out this year called The Sound of Freedom, and it has now made $174 million in the United States. This is an indie film, right? They say that puts it ahead of the Mission Impossible movie and the Indiana Jones movie.
Was that the one based on, like, human trafficking?
Correct.
I want to say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, God, that's powerful.
Yeah, it got quite the buzz going. Yeah. It's coming up on $200 million.
Good for them.
So good for them. Ed Sheeran, as you know, is coming to town. He's going to be doing a show here in the Mile High City. A couple of them, actually. He'll be at Mile High Stadium on Saturday night. And we've got a bunch of Mix 100 listeners who got tickets. And it's going to be a fun time. I hear the weather's probably going to cooperate. It's going to be a little warm.
Perfect, though.
But it should be great weather for Ed Sheeran. Well, he was on a podcast recently. He was asked if he would ever do a Super Bowl halftime show, which really makes sense. They always get, you know, some of the biggest pop stars to perform at Super Bowl shows, but he had a really interesting answer to that question.
There was a conversation a while ago, I think it was when Coldplay did it, where of me going on to play Thinking Out Loud, and I think that would be the only way that I would do it is if I was joining someone else. I think it's an American thing. I don't have pizzazz. Prince, you watch Michael Jackson, you watch Katy Perry, you watch Lady Gaga, you watch Rihanna, you watch Beyonce, right. Like all these amazing performers. I'm just not that. That's not me. I would do it as a guest. And then I could say I did the Super Bowl with...
with there you go. Blank, yeah.
He right. should. He's so beloved.
I don't have really? Pizzazz.
Yeah, well.
He really doesn't. Like, there's something about him. I mean, his music's great and everything, but when you look at him and he just looks like he pooped his pants or something. He's always just got that look on his face like he doesn't know where he's at.
I'd love to have a pint with Ed Sheeran. He just seems like a down-to-earth
guy. He'd probably just sit there. Why?
I don't have pizzazz.
Well, you know what? He and I have that in common.
You just sit there and stare at each other.
We could probably hit it off.
Both of you look like you pooped your pants.
I have a couple of friends of mine who are life coaches. How about this now? Google is working on an artificial intelligence life coach. There's irony here because you're getting life advice from something that's not alive.
Sure, yeah.
They have trained it, Jeremy, in 21 different areas to help you improve your life. Things like...
Yes.
Creating budgets, helping you plan better, meal plans, creative problem solving, and many, many more.
What about like, hey, Google, should I break up with my boyfriend?
Yes, it will answer those questions
like,
for
bop,
you.
Boop. No, stay with him. This is the best you'll ever do.
So it seems like this is something that might be years away. No, mm-hmm. They've basically got it done, and it's being tested right now. So I would look for the AI life coach coming soon.
Have a salad once in a while.
To a bot near you. Speaking of the bots, my other little tech story I've got for you is this is really making me laugh, and it actually makes sense. Do you know if you're on a website and it wants to, quote, prove you're human, end quote, and so it pulls up that CAPTCHA thing, which means it's a bunch of different boxes, and it's like, check each box that has part of a car, or check each box that has a traffic light in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're supposed to do all that. Well, they did some research at the University of California. Guess what? The bots are better at doing the CAPTCHAs than humans are. So the whole thing about we want to prove you're human, the bots are better.
Anyone else do that thing where there's the nine squares there and they're asking for the stop signs and you fully pick three of them out, but then there's one square that you're kind of like, I don't know, is there a stop sign in that?
It doesn't count because it's just the little edge.
Like, or is it way in the distance? Oh, I don't know what to do.
CAPTCHAs do cause a little bit of stress.
Yeah, they do.
So anyway, that to me just, it just made me laugh. And then the last thing I've got for you is, this is interesting too. A lot of people who are, quote, influencers online, and they make money from their videos that they're putting on TikTok and Instagram and places like that. And sometimes they put their kids in their videos. Well, now the state of Illinois passed a new law that says if you're using your kids in your videos to make money, if you're monetizing your videos, then guess what? You've got to pay your kids. And if you're not paying them now, you've got to set money aside. And they have this entire formula worked out of how much you have to pay your children.
Jeez.
Officials say it's not really any different than the rights that are held by child actors out in Hollywood. But that is something to think about if you're doing your influencer video.
Your voice, Mix 100.
All right. Did anyone else get the messages going off on their phones yesterday? My watch was pinging. Big news, breaking news. Britney Spears and her husband, Sam something or other. They're breaking up. They're getting a divorce. Sammy boy has filed for the divorce, apparently. Sources are saying they got into a huge fight because he accused her of cheating, Dom, and he moved out and got a place of his own. He said, I'm out of here. I guess there's a prenup in place. But, of course, Sam is trying to get more out of Brit by threatening to release extraordinarily embarrassing information about her, is the quote.
What could be more embarrassing than what we've seen the last 20 years?
She posts everything on her Instagram that's embarrassing, so we've seen it all. So, I don't know. I guess they've been having issues for months, Dom.
Well, they've only lasted 14 months. They just got married in June of last year, so they've gone 14 months.
They've been together for a long time, though, if I recall.
Her third divorce. You know, the thing is that was part of the end of her conservatorship, was that she wanted to get out of that so she could get married.
And now look what happened. Sam is mad. So anyway, I don't know if that was worthy for my phone going off yesterday, but it was like, Britney's getting a divorce. Oh. Hey, do you want to get your kiddos to get to the library more often? The Brooklyn Public Library. Partnered with Jay-Z's Roc Nation to release 13 limited edition library cards with artwork from Jay-Z's albums. Now, this was to honor the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and they said it has resulted in 14,000 new library accounts, according to the spokesperson for that public library system.
That's cool. Good.
Isn't that kind of cool? And then they said they're going to post a bunch of stuff at these places with rare photos, some original recordings you can go listen to, videos, and other Jay-Z artifacts. And they said people are kind of treating these like collector's items now, like kids collecting Pokemon cards. They say you need to travel around to 13 different branches to get all 13 different library cards. So that's kind of neat, huh? What a great spin on getting kids out. You don't like it?
No, I do like it. I would measure my words here. They're turning it more into a like a scavenger hunt game thing rather than get in the library and use the services.
Perfect.
I guess.
But get you in one, maybe spark some curiosity.
I'll tell you what, have you guys go to libraries? The libraries around my house are busy these days, and it makes me happy.
Yeah, they're always packed, aren't they?
I mean, they're busy, and that's great.
I'm a big fan
libraries.
I'm a big fan of the apps. You can just download your book from the app versus going in there. But that's really neat, though. Oh, hey, 14,000 new accounts. I'm cool with it. Here's a life coach moment. Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11 on Stranger Things, she's saying, you know, I'm not immune to the toll that social media can take on a person's mental health. So you know what I've done? She's taken all of her social media off her phone, and she has a team manage it for her. This is brilliant. I want a team. In fact, they curate all of her posts, and then they censor her feed to protect her. So they essentially go through and delete all the negative comments and then show her all the positive ones, which is kind of cool, I think. You don't need to just look at all the garbage out there, people talking bad about you. Just give me the feel-good post. I like it, and I could tell by your scrunched-up face that you don't. What's the matter, buddy?
On the surface, it's good.
I like it.
If you dig below the surface, the whole sanitizing so that all they see is sunshine blown up their skirt,
perfect.
I mean... Guess.
Because people are monsters online, especially if you're a big celebrity.
I don't disagree with
that. They're pointing out every little flaw on you. Get rid of that crap.
Social media is toxic for the most part anyway.
Yes,
so if you're going to get, just get off of it.
Yeah. Yeah, or get a team.
But to have a gatekeeper says, I'm only going to let you see nice things.
That's what I need. I delete all the mean ones on my Facebook, so I'm cool with it.
Oh, man. It's one of the reasons I walked away a while back. There's just too much toxicity.
Stop being mean to Dom, you guys. Stop it. Here's another.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was people being mean to each other, and I just got tired of witnessing it.
Yeah. Here's another life coach moment. It says, do you indulge when you eat out? Well, there's a Washington State University study saying that if you just put larger font sizes on the menus on the healthy stuff, it can help diners make healthier food choices. And they tested it out on multiple items. Like they had a big greasy cheeseburger on there, and they listed the calorie counts and everything in the small font. And then they had a healthy grilled chicken sandwich next to it, and all the nutrition facts were listed in bigger font sizes, and there was like 80% of the time people chose the one with the bigger font because you're reading that and you're like, oh, it's much healthier, I guess.
Maybe
it's more in your
eyes
face
are just bad and that's all they can see. I mean, really?
No,
how many times have we been out with someone who hands us the menu and says, I didn't bring my glasses, can you
no. That never happens.
Get ready.
There's a poll saying 62% of Americans say that they currently drink alcohol. 62% of us are pounding down alcohol. With that being said, Ego, the waffle company, is coming out with a special booze that pairs with waffles. They're teaming up with some company called Sugarlands Distilling, and it's a liqueur called the Ego Brunch in a Jar Sippin' Cream. Dom, give me some of that sippin' cream. It blends the flavors of toasted Eggo waffles, maple syrup, and butter and bacon, all in the in a jar sippin' cream. You want to try it?
I imagine it has hints of raspberry and despair.
I hate my life. All right.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You got to check out the 2023 Kids Mullet Champion. He was just announced yesterday, Rory, little Rory. He's 6 years old from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. It was narrowed down to the top three, and they announced the winner yesterday. He does pick up a $5,000 grand prize.
Looks good.
And Rory says he plans to use that money to buy his sister an alpaca. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.